disassembling the lies and reassembling the truth. This is the Jason Burma Show on today's News Talk, TNT.
Hey, it's Joe Hoft filling in for Jason tonight. Glad to be here. Honored to be here. It's great to be back at TNT and appreciate you listening in. We've got a great show, another great show, a great hour ahead, another great guest. So appreciate you being here and listening in. We're going to just keep blowing you away with the truth, and hopefully you don't have a problem with that, because you're going to get it. You're going to get the truth here, nothing but the truth. So help me God. And not just the truth about what's going on, but we're also going to be talking about solutions. And like the last hour with Paul Preston from newcaliforniastate.com, they are doing the right thing out there. They're trying to save that state. It's frightening. I've heard these numbers of Chinese men of military age crossing that border. And Michael Yan said this, we're hoping to get him on here one of these nights too. Michael shared this with me before. This is a military invasion. And ironically, who's behind it is the U.S. military. A lot of it's more and more evidence is suggesting that the government, our State Department, and our CIA are behind this massive move of people into this country. It's not healthy. We've got people coming in that aren't being checked. It's not a normal immigration policy. It's a criminal operation, really started strongly under the Barack Obama regime, and it's in full force now. And I believe Obama's still involved in it. I think all the policies of Biden are Obama's policies, many of them ramped up because Obama's not being blamed. He loves it. He can blame it all on Crazy Joe, Senile Joe, do whatever he wants. And that's what's going on. We even had a report about a week ago, a video, another undercover video from James O'Keefe, where he catches this guy high up involved with the White House saying, yeah, Biden, he says, claims Biden's running it. Biden's not running it. He's not running anything. He can't even run to the bathroom at night. He's so senile and old. He needs help with everything. Probably wears a diaper. The guy's just totally lost. You should see videos that came out over the last 24 hours of his speech somewhere. He's totally mumbling through stuff. He reads something like four more years, pause. And that's how he reads it. It's something in his speech that there was supposed to be a moment where the crowd was supposed to do that. Not a crowd. The crowd was, if anything, probably paid to be there. Nobody wants to see Joe. And somebody, I saw somebody put a tweet out there showing the real crowd. It's like nobody's there. Same thing back in 2020, less than 2,000 people at Biden rallies compared to Trump's between Labor Day and Election Day. Trump had 1.1 million people. It's a joke. Trust your eyes. And that's what the left and the liars always say. Don't trust your eyes. You need to trust us. There's a famous video of Chris Cuomo at CNN saying, before the 2016 election, he says, well, you can't go look at this stuff that's out there on WikiLeaks, but we can. So you need to trust us, but don't you go out there, but you need to trust us. And it was the WikiLeaks emails, the showing criminal actions by Podesta and Hillary and things that they've never been held accountable for. Wouldn't you know, with this DOJ that are just monsters. And I'm telling you, I was thinking about earlier as we were listening to Paul, I was one of the first guys, even in 2017, to say to this about this DOJ and the Mueller exam that he's a dirty cop. He's a dirty cop. We used to see TV shows about dirty cops and how people came in and cleaned up cities like New York and got rid of the dirty cops. Certainly, Rudy Giuliani did incredible work in New York City when he became mayor and cleaned it up. And there was such a thing as a dirty cop. Well, that was Mueller, and I was saying that before anybody, and sure enough, this guy was a crook. The whole operation was crooked. It was ran by a bunch of people that hated President Trump, and that's what's going on in New York now with the judge, the jury, no doubt, as well as the prosecutor. Totally Trump haters, disgusting. They don't have a case. It's total garbage. And I laid out some of that in the first segment of the last hour, And there's more to it. If you look at this Bragg case, and I've detailed this at joehoft.com, and there's a new piece up, even more information about what's going on in this Bragg case. But when President Trump won the election, he handed over his company to his two oldest sons, and they ran it effective before he even was sworn in. The accounting entries that I mentioned before, these 34 entries that they're claiming are felonies, which is a first in world history, making an accounting error and calling it a felony. I'm telling you what, I used to oversee a big block of business. We made adjusting entries. We made adjusting entries to prior periods if it made sense. But I'm telling you, there wouldn't have been an adjusting entry on these because it was a one expense account to another. We're not going to waste our time on $130,000 in a multi-billion dollar company. We're not going back 7 years and looking for that kind of stuff. This was a targeted hit by this DOJ. And in addition to that, it wouldn't be an entry, an auditor wouldn't even look at it. Trump, in addition, handed the company over to his sons in 2017 before he was sworn in, and these entries were in 2017. And yet Bragg claims that these entries in 2017 somehow magically impacted the 2016 election. Now, let me pause a moment and you just try to wrap your brain around that. Bragg is saying that an act that President Trump didn't make in 2017, because Trump didn't make these entries. Now, I'm telling you, I never made any entries in a billion-dollar block of business that I was in charge of for the financial reporting. We had teams of people around the globe that were making entries. They were usually entry-level type of positions, accounts payable, et cetera. They weren't the highest, most sophisticated jobs in the accounting department. Smart people were doing them. I don't want to ridicule people that are doing that, but they weren't necessarily, some of them weren't CPAs, maybe many. It's a great job for somebody that wants to do it. It's great work. You can think, you can do this, but it's not top-level jobs, and it's never been entries posted by somebody like myself, by a CFO, and certainly not by the CEO. And I'm telling you, of a multi-billion dollar company that I worked at, the CEO never discussed with me any accounting entry ever. It's insanity. So they're trying to say President Trump made these entries or made people to make these entries back in 2017 that somehow impacted the 2016 election. Again, wrap your head around it. The election was 2016. The entries were 2017. Somehow, magically, Bragg's and the corrupt Biden DOJ has the belief that something done next year is going to impact something done right now. Or something I do now is going to impact something done last year. I'm telling you, it doesn't happen that way. That's not the laws of nature. And that's what's involved in this case too. Lunacy. It's lunacy. And you got a corrupt judge that's allowing this thing to move forward. This judge is the most disgustingly corrupt judge maybe in U.S. history. I thought Engoron was bad. This guy is an absolute buffoon. He's not a buffoon. He is a crook. Because his daughter made millions of dollars from the Democrats, just like we saw before we came back on here during the break, Nancy Pelosi criticizing Netanyahu. How dare her? She is such a criminal. This family, she and her husband, their portfolio has exploded since she became Speaker of the House. Ironically, people started following her husband's portfolio because everything he picked was a winner. All of a sudden, these people would get these government contracts, and my God, the Pelosi's just got wealthy, hundreds of millions while she was over the Speaker of the House, hundreds of millions. This is the corruption in the U.S. It is so disgusting. We send billions over to the Ukraine. They said out of that first $60 billion or whatever over there, we don't know what happened to half of it. I guarantee you, we don't know what happened to at least half of it, period. And we're hearing about the Ukraine guys like Zelensky making huge money and buying Rolls Royces and property around the world. I live in Florida. I've heard Zelensky bought a $13 million property in Florida. Probably has these types of properties around the world. The guy doesn't give a damn about Ukraine, if you ask me. He doesn't care at all. They're continue this battle in Ukraine, and I think it's because Ukraine is so corrupt, and there's so much, it's been such a hellhole and such a money laundering pit for so long that these Democrats and these Republicans do not want to give it up. There's one guy that came on the scene here over the last half year. He was on with Tucker Carlson on Twitter. Tucker, who used to be with Fox, moved over to Twitter, and he's just fantastic. One guy, his name's Mike Benz, and he lays it all out. His theory, not just theory, he believes this is the truth, is that the U.S. got involved in Ukraine, and it's the U.S. State Department, CIA, and military. He says they always work together. They always work together. And so what he said is they stepped in 2014. They did a coup d'etat of the president there. They claimed he was Russian. Apparently, he wasn't the guy they wanted in there. 170-some people died. Of course, these people don't give a damn. Victoria Nuland, during these riots in Kiev, however you want to say it, was handing out cookies and lemonade to all the protesters. And eventually, the leader fled to Russia, and they brought in a new leader. There was not an election. The U.S., Victoria Nuland picked the guy. That's not democracy that the libs always say. That was a coup d'etat. And that's what happened in 2014. Many people believe it's the same thing that happened in 2020 by the same individuals, by the way. The coup in Ukraine was then used as a template for how they were going to do it in 2020. And they stole the election. And I've got plenty of evidence in my books on the steal. Telling you, I don't say that willy-nilly or as just somebody down the street. I had a career in audit, and I've audited this election, and it was damn broken and stolen. And read my three books on the steal, and you will, if you want to argue after that, let me know. But there isn't a thing in there that I've been challenged on. There isn't a thing in there that is not true. And like Roger Stone the other day said, Joe, your books are going to go down in history. You have laid this out better than anybody. And so I know what I'm talking about when I'm saying this. I'm not just a novice here. And Mike Benz is saying in Ukraine, they came in, they took it over. And the reason they did is because the CIA, he says, is always a money-making machine as well. And they wanted to take over the oil and gas business. There's even rumors that Hunter Biden, the reason he hasn't been arrested is because he was working with the CIA and in taking over Burisma. That's why he's been given this pass with all the creepy corruption and drug addiction and prostitutes that are all over his laptop. And by the way, I saw that laptop before the 2020 election. I wrote some pieces on it. It's disgusting what's in there. The perverted lifestyle of a Hunter Biden was grotesque. But he gets a membership on the board of Burisma, this oil and gas company, which is what the U.S. was targeting. They wanted to take over that oil and gas industry. And who were they working with? George Soros. And that makes sense now. If you look at the U.S., DOJ, CIA, deep state, they all seem to be ran by as somebody as sinister and sick and grotesque as George Soros, this evil billionaire that's been funding the destruction of America and of civilization, for that matter, behind and tied with, I believe, the World Economic Forum in China. These entities hate America. They hate our freedom. They hate freedom in the West. And they want it destroyed. And that's what's happening in the U.S. So Ben said, yeah, this is what happened. That's what happened in the Ukraine. And that's why Hunter Biden's given a pass. And these people then tried it on the United States in 2020. And they're still doing it and bringing in all these monsters into this country. God knows how many people are here with their purpose isn't to make America a better place, make America great again. They want to destroy this country. They want to they want to blow this place up, as well as everybody here. And this is what we're facing. We're wondering what's going to happen in 2024. Like in 2020, this is going to trigger craziness. We're already starting to see the riots in the U.S., again, backed by the same people that backed Black Lives Matter. Big money in there. George Soros is behind a lot of it. And this is the hell that these people want. It's beginning now. It's going to start boiling. We're going to see what happens. Maybe they throw Trump in prison and he gets killed in prison. There's already a petition in the U.S. House now to eliminate somebody's Secret Service if they get thrown in prison. So these guys are sick. And I tell you what, we're going to bring in a special guest who's going to explain it all as well as anybody. He's a retired Colonel John Mills, and he'll be with us right after this break.
A better business tip from TNT Radio. News Talk Radio listeners are some of the most active and involved listeners of any format. TNT Radio listeners rely on TNT Radio often as their primary source of information. They trust TNT Radio and are highly engaged with the content. If you'd like more information about advertising on TNT Radio, simply fill out your details on our contact page and we'll be in touch. To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
A hoax about carbon dioxide in the climate has caused a global energy and economic disaster. Today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Hey, we are back. This is Joe Hoff filling in for Jason over the evening. It's been great. We had Paul Preston here in the first hour. Now, nobody better to talk about what the hell is going on in this world and this country than retired Colonel John Mills. John, welcome to the Joe. Well, I was going to say to the Joe Hoff Show, but welcome to TNT Radio.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe, and TNT Radio. Honor to be here again. Great to see you, Joe.
Yeah, you too, man. You're looking good. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for everything. Is that a Trump shirt you got on there, by the way?
Yeah, just nonpartisan.
Trump. It's great. Yeah. Love it.
Trump won, get Trump over won. It.
That's great. You know, I saw Taylor Swift's boyfriend wearing a Trump won shirt a month ago or so. It was like, wow, like that. The big tight end from the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah.
Who was that?
Taylor Swift's boyfriend, the latest one. Anyways, he's a football player for the Kansas City Chiefs, tight end.
He was wearing a Trump one shirt?
That was out on Twitter. I don't know if it was Photoshopped or not, but it was going all over Twitter that he was wearing this. So,
well, that's funny. I thought Taylor was supposed to be the secret weapon for Biden. Yeah. So
I think it's bogus. I got some granddaughters for that matter that love Taylor Swift. And my daughter's like, that's bogus, Dad. She said one thing. It's not even close to what they're saying. So there's something going on there. And then her boyfriend comes out with this a Trump won t-shirt. It's like, hey, this is great. Maybe they're on the right team after all. You know, by the way, another guy I saw is the Steve Smith from ESPN. He just came out, and he's a black man, great announcer. And he's just saying, hey, blacks are going to Trump. They can see this guy's being persecuted, and they know what it's like to be persecuted, and they are jumping on the Trump train. So more and more people are getting on this train. No matter what these animals do, people are tired of it. You know, they're just done with this. But anyways, John, where do we start? There's a lot going on. Paul was talking about the border. Today we find out that in the Middle East, they're building facilities to help refugees come to the United States straight out of the Middle East. This is a nightmare, John. Where do we start?
Well, we should have impeached Mayorkas. Well, I mean, it's the Senate's job to convict him. But, you know, as soon as I saw some folks belly flop, as soon as Gallagher choked, I said, okay, that guy's going to retire. Buck has been lost his mind several months ago. I don't know what, but you can always tell when a congressional person is, auditioning for a gig on CNN or something like that is they start saying crazy. But yeah, so that's if they're setting up camps in the Middle East, it's to support flying in, busting the border, flying in refugees. It's directly, that's what they're trying to do. And that's what they're doing is they're flying them in directly and just bypassing the border. So that's what's going on.
Yeah, it's unreal. And we saw it. We saw it since day one. I think at Gateway Pundit, when I had some pieces I wrote there, it was like we had evidence of these charter flights from this unique firm out of the Bahamas. Don't know who owns them. Probably we're thinking maybe somebody from the CIA. And these charter flights from the border straight to New York. And then in the middle of the night, so you can't see that there's kids involved. They're all illegals, flying them into New York, flights every night. This has been going on now for 3 years. It's how do we sustain this?
Yeah. It was Todd Wood, who had CDM Media had identified something going on at Atlanta Airport. So yeah, they are really there's complicit air carriers charter carriers and airports that are enabling this, and they get big grant money. It's there's all this grant money that goes out. A lot of it's through HHS, Health and Human Services. That's where a lot of the money going for the hotels. It's actually, everybody thinks it's DHS. It's actually not DHS. It's actually the money is hidden inside of Health and Human Services, and it's a total flim flam job.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Michael Yon has been on, I've interviewed him a few times. He calls it and I was mentioning this earlier, he's calling it like a military invasion. It's not just innocents crossing that border. And you see the videos every day of these people that look like they're military age. We're here, Paul Preston just mentioned there are thousands of Chinese that are crossing the border into California almost daily. What's going on? What do you think is going on?
Well, this is the vanguard. I think we're already into the summer of love 2024, and they've applied some process improvement to what they did in 2020. So I think now these Chinese special operators are the eyes, the ears, and the muscle. And I think there's a connection with all the rioting that's going on. Okay, here it comes. And yeah. My concern is these Chinese special operators, because where do they go once they get into the country? They automatically vector toward high cash operations like cannabis. And this is where I tell people, some people, conservatives, people who want election integrity freak out. My aunt, that cannabis, if it wasn't for the cannabis, she's in such pain. I said, please, let's find something else. It's a high cash operation. It gets skimmed and it's used for nefarious activities. This is why you got Chinese on Chinese violence, killing each other, Oklahoma, Ohio, California. because the triads slash special operators are going for these high cash operations. You can't bank the money. They skim it and they use it for street violence. That's what's going on here. So, you know, on one hand, they want to go to a digital currency, except for certain things. So it gives you an opportunity to launder money. You know, that's where the gambling casinos come in. That's where Indian reservation gambling comes in, which really was all created in the what was that election bill with McCain-Feingold, campaign finance reform created this scam of gaming on Indian reservations, which is nothing but a money laundering operation. You know, massage parlors, abortion clinics, anything that's a high cash operation, and especially when there's an incongruity with federal law like cannabis, they can't bank the money. I mean, this is you only got to watch one episode of Tulsa to understand what's going on. And you know, Sylvester Stallone walks in and you mean, what? This is legal and you can't bank this? This is like Disneyland for those with nefarious intent. So, I mean, please, this scourge of, and then of course you got fentanyl, but the scourge of gateway drug of modern cannabis. I mean, come on, people, you can't say you want election integrity and then you're throwing money at cannabis, which it gets laundered right back to undermine elections. Come on. So, I mean, what's going on at Columbia University, spreading to other universities? This is Antifa. So 2020 was Antifa, Black Lives Matter. You know, in the interim since then, they've been squatters. They've been militant, angry, violent transgenders. Now they're Palestinian protesters. Andy knows done a great job documenting this. This is a very strong overlap. And like in Portland, and Andy was documenting, what is it, 60, 70, 80% of those arrested were, I'm not bashing the public school system. I'm all for public school system. I'm okay with that. But guess what? They were public school faculty, staff, and teachers. So it's the same violent, angry group.
Yeah, it is. And they're paid for, and it's paid for by the same people. They're saying that. And ultimately, what we believe was tied back to George Soros. But I remember that they pay down to a certain level, and then they get all these radicals underneath them, these people that are paid to build these groups and start these big riots. And yeah, it's looking just like the BLM riots of 2020, which, by the way, what happened from that? Well, we got some people that got really rich, some people that were running BLM. And then we even found, I tell you what, there was a Black Lives Matter entity that Mark Elias somehow latched onto and became like the attorney for Black Lives Matter. He's making money off Black Lives Matter. The money didn't go to the people. It went to these leaders that have, you know, 5-6 homes now, and people like Mark Elias. It was all a scam. Nothing better was done. And how much destruction during that summer of love of 2020 by Black Lives Matter, Antifa, it was, as much as Trump tried to say to the police and to the military, even get in there and clean this stuff up, they weren't going to do it. They just didn't listen to Trump. These guys, I believe it in the military, what's his name? Esper. And even at the White House, I remember they weren't going to bring in troops. It was.
Well, you know, we have to think of legal roles and missions. We can't use federal troops unless the Insurrection Act has been invoked. A real insurrection. Okay. We got to be careful about that. Now, can we use them to guard? You know, we said, well, they're tearing down statues. Well, guess what? Unless it's a federal statue, that is a local issue, as disturbing and distressing and disgusting as it is. And same, you know, so he was deploying, federal police, creating DHS police units to go out and like into Portland, which was the right and proper and legal thing to do. You know, they were protecting federal property. But, you know, unless there's martial law has been declared, the Insurrection Act has been invoked. It's not a federal, I know this is distressing. I know we don't like to see this. It's a local city state issue.
And the state, can the state send in troops?
The states can use their own National Guard under Title 32 authorities. Yeah, absolutely. They can use the National Guard. That's why governors have a National Guard. So they can use the National Guard. But you had a lot of these feckless blue states and blue mayors, they were powerless. There's nothing we can do. No. This is basic civil society. And that's like, it's just like the governor down in Texas is now at UT Austin today, because UT Austin was going berserk. And Texas governor Paxton's the AG.
Yeah, Abbott.
Yeah, Abbott. But Abbott was there. Yeah, I mean, here he is in a wheelchair showing more leadership than 99% of the blue team and saying, no, we're not going to put up with this. And that's, listen, this is civil society. These are communists. They want to destroy society. You cannot let them have their way. But the blue team has said, oh, yeah, we'll do this. Watch out when they have the convention in Chicago. It's going to be nasty for the Dems.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, John, we're going to take a real quick break here, a quick short news break, and we'll be right back with Colonel John Mills.
TNTRadio.live.
The station, the first to broadcast.
Breaking news.
TNT Radio News.
For TNT, this is James O'Neill. The U.S. Secret Service is currently strategizing how to manage the protection of Donald Trump should he be incarcerated, as revealed by sources to the New York Times. Former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in an interview with RTE during her visit to Ireland, called for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's resignation, labeling him as an obstacle to peace in Gaza. In London, several military horses from the Household Cavalry went on a rampage through the city streets after being startled by a construction noise.
The common housefly, caught in the clutches of the spider's web. Every move it makes just makes matters worse. Then, dinner time.
Feast on the captivating stories, videos, and helpful information on our website.
Whoa. Dinner's ready.
Oh, man.
Escape is futile.
Just one more video.
Get stuck in our web.
TNTRadio.live.
Great ads there and news break. John, thanks for being with us tonight. Last time we've talked to you was like you went around the globe and said what's going to happen here. So really, starting with the United States, what's your prediction over the next by the end of the year? What are we going to see with the United States and the rest of the world?
The country's just going to, I think we're going to see a level of violence that will be much larger than what we saw in 2020. And I know you mentioned Soros. I mean, with some of the models I've put together, talking to Trevor Loudon, there is a strong intersection with the Freedom Road, which is the Chinese Communist Front movement in America, Chinese Communist agents, the money flow, and them handing it off to Antifa to distribute for 200. You know, the going rate is still, my understanding, 250 a night. For violence. So I think there's Soros money, there's Chinese money, but there, again, ladies and gentlemen, what in the world are you going to a casino for when it's part of the money laundering operation? What are you doing cannabis for when you're really funding the destruction of society? So they're skimming the money and using that to pay the crazy. So we're going to see a lot of violence domestically. And it's going to get bad. Now you have FBI Director Wray, who's been bouncing off the wall since December, but even in the last few days, he's talking about a coordinated mass casualty event going to happen soon. So I think he's sincere. I don't think it's a false flag. I think the problem is our federal law enforcement intelligence has spent most of their time going after J6ers and school board parents. And that's how we got to this place where we're about to see a mass casualty event, and that's his words, not mine.
No, that's exactly what they did in with Moscow and Russia. They said the U.S. warned Americans maybe not even to go to concerts, saying that they're hearing something bad is going to happen. And sure enough, there was that mass murder scene in Russia. So this should be taken seriously. You know, And God only knows
there's
what
actually,
can happen if
there's actually a federal law, and it translates up. I can't remember. It's Intel Community Directive. I can't remember which the number is. I want to say 208. It's called duty to warn. There's actually a legal obligation for federal officials. If they are aware of an imminent attack, a kidnapping, somebody being in harm, there's actually a legal duty to warn. So did we inform Russia? Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did. But then when you got Jake the Snake Sullivan, you know, the one telling the Russians who are crazy anyway, well, you got two crazy people talking to each other. What do you think is going to happen? Nothing except an attack. But same here, you know, I think that's one of the things is the reason he's bouncing off the wall. It's a legal duty to inform. I mean, twice in my career, I've been informed. I mean, there's a legal duty to warn if there's an imminent possibility of an attack, a killing, or a kidnapping. It's actually a federal law.
Amazing. So you think we're going to have some violence, maybe serious violence. And then quite frankly, with all these illegals in the country that we have no idea who they are, the possibility doesn't sound outrageous at all. Another thing is there's been thoughts about another type of COVID or type of, disease, whatever, being dropped on the American people. Do you think something like that could happen this year as well?
Well, yeah, the globalists love pandemic. I think the people are kind of over that. So I don't think that's going to, I think they're going to have to pull something else out because I think most people, 80% of the population has frankly had it with this pandemic scam. And they, you know, most people know it's a scam. So I don't know, you know, they shout monkeypox and nobody turns around and then they shout something else, you know, bird flu and nobody turns around. Yeah. So I think they've that's not going to work. They might try something, but yeah, I'm very concerned about both the street violence, but also a mass casualty event, you know, directly involving terrorists. And you know, are they going to try to stick it on MAGA supporters? I wouldn't put anything past them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Set up a bunch of MAGA, say it was MAGA that did that. And maybe wait until they throw President Trump in prison and then blame it on MAGA and blow this whole country up. Because there's a lot of people that are very, very frustrated with what's happening with this government everywhere. And so, and rightly so. So, yeah, pretty frightening stuff. What about, I think last time we talked that we had stuff going on down in Guyana, we had China, Taiwan, we've got the Middle East, Ukraine, Russia. What's going to happen there? If you don't mind me asking your thoughts on these various areas.
Yeah, well, I think all of the above are getting worse. Now the Middle East is a full-blown war. I think with the volley of missiles that was decisively wiped out, 350-0 is a pretty good score by anybody's account. Now, some people are saying, oh, it was all street theater. It was all a setup. No. I think this was actually real. And I think, we have had a robust missile defense plan for Israel for easily 15 years. It's very mature. It includes all the partners that played. Jordan played their role. UAE played their role. Saudi Arabia played their role. It worked. But again, you know, very expensive on all the missiles. We got to figure out a cheaper shoot down capability. We're going to go broke using all these missiles that actually do work. Okay. And I think it gave pause to the Chinese because a lot of this equipment was essentially Russian, Chinese, North Korean. And the Chinese are going, wow, we just launched 350 missiles. We told our flunky Iran to launch 350 missiles. It was a perfect score. Now they're probably thinking about, wow, how does this apply to Taiwan? Well, you know, we have fairly robust missile defense interoperability and plans and exercises with South Korea, with Japan. We got a pretty robust capability. So I think it's giving a little bit of a pause. Doesn't mean China won't try something anyway. I'm concerned that China is going to try to swipe away their front island of Kinmen, which is 4,000 feet away. Now, I think last time we talked, this was not publicly announced. And did we talk? I was in Taiwan for the January elections. Did we talk after then or before then?
I think we did, yes. We talked, it was Guyana and Venezuela. Okay. Venezuela was thinking about invading Guyana because a bunch of oil was found in that small country.
Yeah.
And couldn't believe it. Yeah, I couldn't believe what was going on.
Yeah, I think that's still a hot area.
Yeah. Maybe we should take a quick break here. We're going to do one last break, and then we'll be back, John, and we'll go through these various geographic areas and what's going to happen. And also, what's going on with the Biden administration? And my understanding, for example, Biden was involved or knew about the Iranian attack ahead of time and didn't warn Israel. So let's take a quick break. We'll be back to talk about what's happening here in this crazy world with a retired Colonel John Mills.
Sometimes life can be overwhelming, and suicide may seem like the only way to relieve the pain. Beyond Now is an evidence-based app created by Beyond Blue to help you cope when suicidal thoughts start to appear. You can use it to create an easy-to-follow plan that is personal to you and includes steps like know your warning signs so you can act early, make your environment safe by removing harmful items, activities you can do or people you can be with to distract yourself from suicidal thoughts, reminders of things that make you feel strong. Some of these steps might be tough to fill out, and that's okay. It can be helpful to make or share your safety plan with a trusted friend, family member, or mental health professional. You might feel like you're alone, but help is available. If you're worried you can't stay safe, use the red telephone icon to call your emergency contacts. Download the free Beyond Now app today to create your personal safety plan.
My character Shazam knows all about growing up in a family full of teenage superheroes. They're bold.
Where's everyone going?
To fight crime.
Okay.
Adventurous.
Shazam!
There's never a dull moment. And no matter what happens, they'll always have your back. All they need is a place to grow and be themselves. And the best part is, you don't have to be a superhero to adopt a teen. Learn more about adopting a teen from foster care. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward.
Clear and concise. This is the Jason Burma Show on today's News Talk, TNT.
Hey, we're back. This is Joe Hoff filling in for Jason tonight. It's an honor to be here. And an honor to be with a really good friend and a retired Colonel John Mills. John, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Really happy to have you here. I'm fascinated with your knowledge of just really foreign policy and certainly the military, et cetera. So what do you think is going to happen now? We got a few minutes to talk about what's going on in this world. What's going to happen by the end of the year? John Mills, with your insights and perhaps some in what you think might happen.
I think they're going to try. I think the Chinese are going to try to swipe not a full invasion of Taiwan, but I mean, Xi is under pressure at home. They're stockpiling oil. I think it's 130 shipments of ultra large crude carriers in the next 90 days. They're stockpiling fuel. They're stockpiling food. They have to import both. It's crazy. I think they're going to try and move on Kinmen, but it's also been announced. We now have, it's now out in the open. I kind of knew some of these details anyway, but until it was formally announced, we have troops on Kinmen. We have troops on Penghu Island. And we also have troops on Taiwan itself. We have special operators that are going to make it as costly as possible for that first 4,000 feet across from Kinmen. It literally is 4,000 feet from Kinmen coming across from the mainland. So I think the Chinese are going to try to swipe that forward island. It's going to trigger war. It's going to trigger conflict. I think they're going to try and get away with, nobody will notice if we just took this forward island. That is a sovereign part of the country of Taiwan. And they just did a Ukraine land grab. This is very serious. This is very serious. So I think that's going to start. I think China's going to try to do everything they can to throw our election. I think, within Ukraine, I think it's very unwise to advocate or push for Ukraine membership in NATO. I think it's absolutely unnecessary and over the top provocative. That was never part of the deal or the arrangement. You know, we got Poland wants nukes on its territory. I mean, I think Russia, it's essentially, you know, some people are saying, oh, Russia's gaining on the ground. I mean, it is very minor. You know, I would say the war is still a stalemate in the air and on the sea. Ukrainians have absolutely unbelievably wiped out the Russian Air Force and the Russian Navy. On the ground, it's pretty much a stalemate. I mean, some advance, some people are saying, Russia's about to win. I'm not seeing it. And I am totally agnostic on this conflict. I am not on one side or the other. I don't think our involvement is part of the national interest. We right. gave enough weapons for equivalency, but from that point on, Ukraine is on its own. And I, you know, with this aid package, I mean, my conditions were have to have a dedicated inspector general. You gotta inspect this and know where all the money's going. They failed to do that. They say, oh, it's the DOD IG. Not good enough. Has to be a dedicated inspector general. You can't dual hat the top inspector general in the Department of Defense. This is too big a program. So you got to have that. Got to secure the southern border. got to release the J-6ers. And you got to make sure we replenish our own arms and then generate enough for Israel and for Taiwan. But, you know, none of these conditions were met. And you got European Union and even NATO officials saying very unwise things about we're going to bring Ukraine into NATO. No, that was never part of the deal or the agreement. Never.
Do you think Russia in Ukraine? I just thought Russia, if they wanted to, they'd just bulldoze right over Ukraine and their army. Do you think is Russia giving them their best shot, or is Russia content with the land they've taken? What is it really a stalemate with Russia's not giving it their all?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Well, see, what I've been studying is we surged a lot of the small tactical DJI type drones. They actually came out of the Blue UAS program to kickstart American production of small consumer grade drones. Well, those are heavily, the Ukrainians have very heavily weaponized those small drones and using their advanced AI. But what the U.S. gave them wasn't working. So where did Ukraine go to get those small DJI type drones? They went to DJI of China. So China is the biggest provider of arms, ammunition to Russia, and is also providing drones that are killing Russians to the Ukrainians. This is crazy.
Wow. It is crazy. It sounds like the Middle East with the U.S. providing money to both the Palestinians and Iran, ultimately, and Persians, I guess, as Bannon would say, or Israel. So we're paying both sides. And Does that make any sense?
Well, China is clearly playing both sides right now. And, you know, so who's the winner in Ukraine? It's China. In the Middle East, you got this bizarre, you know, we're going to give money to the Palestinians, which don't exist. Palestine is not a thing. But we're going to give that's it's nothing but Hamas, who are terrorists, which is Iran. So, yeah, we could shut down this whole conflict in about, you know, a few minutes by if we would stop giving them the pallets of cash. It is their money that we froze back in 1979. If we would stop giving them the ATM of giving them back this money. And we also we had to clamp. China, you know, is 80% of the equation because Iran, the government of Iran, only exists because of the vast oil and gas purchases from Iran that are, for the most part, there's sanctions against that. And yet the Chinese are doing it anyway. And the Biden team's going, oh, well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's so incompetent. How big a factor does that play into all of this, Biden?
Yeah, well, he is, you know, I'd say grossly, and you know, with the FBI and Treasury reports on his receiving money, I think he is absolutely bought off and corrupt. I don't think that's I'm not making these wild assertions. We have ample courtroom level evidence from the FBI and Treasury that he, you know, Hunter and his dad pocketed money from a, you know, in U.S. law, China is listed as a foreign adversary. Russia is listed as a foreign adversary. Iran and North Korea and Venezuela, they are listed as foreign adversaries. And yet we have somebody who's sworn in as president who has taken and may even still be taking money from China. So, yeah, he's absolutely duplicitous and part of the problem.
Absolutely. What about this happened in South America? With Venezuela, what happened there? Is that thing still, boiling over or no?
Well, you know, the challenge for Venezuela, even though they're beating the drums of war and threatening to invade, there is almost zero road system or rail system from Venezuela into Guyana. I mean, it's essentially muddy jungle roads. So you can't really do an invasion along muddy jungle roads. All the action is going to be north in the Caribbean, especially because there's what Venezuela is really upset about. They identify this one region, which is literally like 75% of the country, but it's really the offshore oil reserves that Guyana is starting to develop. That's what really the Venezuelans are really unhappy about, but they don't have, I mean, it's going to be skirmishes between a bunch of small patrol boats. And I mean, Guyana's aligned with the British. The British have actually sent some small warships down there. We've suddenly started spinning up Southern Command, and we're sending a bunch of aircraft flights down there. So I think Venezuela wants to do something. They just don't. They can't come across on the land unless they are just going to march a bunch of irregulars down the muddy pass through the jungle. And I think most of the Venezuelans gave up doing, you know, came out of the jungle years ago and don't want to start marching back through the jungle. So I think a lot of the action is going to be Venezuela trying to skirmish on the water. That's really where the center of gravity is.
I mean, probably won't go well if the Brits are down there as well. It sounds like the British are, they'll do all they can to protect Guyana, I suppose. I assume. I heard it was like the only English speaking country in South America. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, that's out of the three Guyanas. That's the one that used to be one of the British colonies. So it has a strong history of being aligned. I mean, the president is a bit socialist, but he has also become very nationalistic also. And their military is small, but very well disciplined, and a lot of British influence. And the British, just like in Ukraine, there's a handful of British SAS and SBS are probably down there right now, prepping the Guyanans. And then again, America has been showing a lot of presence down there. So we've been basically saying don't even think about it. But the Venezuelans are hopping mad, and I think his name's escaping me. The Venezuelan leader.
Madero, is that it?
Yeah, Madero. He's been summoned to Beijing several times recently, and I think he's been read the riot act. You better make something happen quick. So Venezuela would not exist if it wasn't for the Chinese aid right now, just like Iran wouldn't exist. They're getting the orders from the foreign minister in China saying, you guys better start doing something or we'll find somebody inside Venezuela who will, Mr. Maduro. So make it happen. And
Wow. I remember reading an article at Politico, of all places, far left Politico, right before the 2016 election, I believe it came out. And it was about how there's this connection between Iran, Venezuela, and how they were making money through the cartels as well, with the United States, with cars, with drugs, with cocaine, just a mess. And
this latest phenom in big blue cities in Los Angeles, in New York, is you've got Venezuelan gang members that are flying in, pillaging these rich homes. and then flying home. I mean, they're gaming the system all. You know, they might even be coming in on some of Joe Biden's midnight flights. You know, they rob and pillage the rich homes, and then they. So it's.
Wow, sad stuff. It's scary stuff, John. Well, I will have to have you back soon, and can't wait to hear. But it's also might be scary if we come back and you say, "Yeah, well, you were right, John. Some really bad stuff's just happened." So, but I think you're spot on with that. I think we can all see it. Thanks so much for being with us. It's been an honor as always. You take good care.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. And John, lastly, how can people reach you real quick?
Colonel Rhett John, Substack, Getter, and Truth, and the books War Against the Deep State are available on my store.
Great. Thanks so much. Take care. Have a great evening. Everybody, thanks for listening in. Joe Hoff filling in for Jason tonight. It's been a real privilege, honor. Great to be back.